The Boston Globe made headlines last month when, after 20 years, its owner, the New York Times, announced the newspaper was for sale. 3 years ago, the Times threatened to shut down the Globe because it was losing money. But you wouldn't know any of this talking with Rebecca Marsh.
I think that I want to work for the Boston Globe. I think that would be really cool. Covering probably either politics or something in arts and entertainment.
Marsh is a third-year journalism student at Keene State College. She understands the challenges newspapers like the Boston Globe are facing, but she believes they have a future.
Yes, we are entering a more digital age, but I think that everyone will still like the aspect of picking up the morning paper and flipping through it and looking for the stories that they want.
10 years ago, I was like Rebecca Marsh, about to embark on a career in journalism. I went back to campus to join two other reporters to speak about the changing face of reporting.
Really breaking news, which is Twitter.
Keene Sentinel reporter Danielle Rivard says the way she shares news has changed. She describes reporting on a county official arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Before I even had it on the website, I had it on Twitter. And then we put something, you know, a little web update online, and then we had a whole different, more lengthy story in the paper the next day. So there's like 3 stages.
Randy Booth writes, blogs, and tweets for SB Nation, a web-based sports network. He says social media is where news breaks now.
If you guys don't have Twitter yet and you want to go into journalism, just get Twitter now and get used to it and get comfortable with it, because if you don't, you're going to get lost by the time you get into a newspaper, wherever you go.
I'd been back to college several times after graduating, but this was different. After a decade, I wondered whether students were still passionate about being journalists. Fortunately, I found the enthusiasm I had for journalism had carried on.
I'm Michael Woodworth. I am a journalism and communications major here at Keene State, and I love journalism for the experiences. I did an internship at the Norwalk Hour in Connecticut over the summer, and I did stories that I would never had a chance to experience. My dream right now is to write for the New York Times really anything, as long as I get to travel.
Lauren Campbell decided to study journalism after changing majors a number of times. She says effective reporting means embracing social media.
I like how spontaneous journalism is. I interned at WMUR over the summer, and everything. They're on Twitter all the time, on Facebook all the time. They encourage it.
And while the students said they think the print product has a future, most, like Campbell, acknowledge their primary way of getting news comes online.
Literally every morning when I wake up, I roll over and have my iPod Touch and my phone next to me in bed. And that's the first thing I do, check my email first, and then I check Yahoo.com, and check the New York Times, and all the other news websites.
Professor Rose Koundanis says it's a challenge to stay current in the field. She teaches a course at Keene State College in 21st century journalism models.
Well, I haven't started tweeting in my classes yet. I teach a course on writing for the media, and we do online writing. But I think it's got to be coming very soon.
Koundanis says the purpose of bringing in reporters is to show students that journalism will continue in whatever form it takes.
You hear so much about the death of newspapers. I think that if you look at the history, and that's kind of what we've been doing, we looked at the history, we looked at newspapers and radio and TV, it's not that those things died along the way, it's that they changed and they morphed, and the people that were willing to make those changes and to morph in that way, those are the survivors.
The college has done its part to keep up with changes in the field, adding a course in digital media to its core requirements for journalism majors. And students get lessons in working in a 24-hour newsroom at the Equinox, the student-run newspaper. Ryan Glavy is the associate executive editor.
We had breaking news just the other day, and we just put that right up onto the website. And that's also places where we use our Facebook and Twitter feeds to kind of pitch to those stories, the breaking news.
There is also a more robust multimedia journalism course where students learn to produce audio and video for the web. So, is it too late to go back to college? For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.